John Fisher, the Cambridge scholar of Renaissance learning, became Bishop of Rochester. He is an example to all bishops in his loyalty to the faith and in his devoted attention to the people of his diocese, especially the poor and the sick. Thomas More was a model layman, living the gospel to the full. He was a fine scholar and an ornament of his profession, a loving husband and father, humble in prosperity, courageous in adversity, humorous and godly. Together, they served God and their country, bishop and layman. Together, they died, victims of an unhappy age. Today, we have the grace, all of us, to proclaim their greatness and to thank God for giving such men to England. In this England of fair and generous minds, no one will begrudge a Catholic community pride in its own history. So I speak last of another Christian name, less famous, but no less deserving honor, Bishop Richard Challoner, guided the Catholics of this London district in the 18th century at what seemed the lowest point of their fortunes. They were few. It seemed they might well not survive. Yet Bishop Challoner bravely raised his voice to prophesy a better future for his people. And now, 2 centuries later, I am privileged to stand here and to speak to you in no triumphal spirit, but as a friend, grateful for your kind welcome and full of love for all of you. Bishop Challoner's courage may remind all of us where the seeds of courage lie, where the confidence of renewal comes from. It is through water and the Holy Spirit that a new people is born. Whatever the darkness of the time. As the reading from the prophet Ezekiel reminds us, it is the Lord himself who is the true shepherd of his new people. He himself pastures his sheep. He shows them where to rest. As a shepherd keeps all his flock in view, so shall I keep my sheep in view. I shall rescue them from wherever they have been scattered during the mist of the darkness. I shall look for the lost one, bring back to stray, bandage the wounded, and make the weak strong. May those of us who today renew our baptismal vows, as well as those who are now to be baptized, cry out, and raise our plea to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, His Son, our Lord. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. My dear brothers and sisters, as we proceed to celebrate the great mystery of our faith, we cannot forget that an armed conflict is taking place. Brothers in Christ are fighting in a war that imperils peace in the world. In our prayers, let us remember the victims of both sides. We pray for the dead, that they may rest in Christ, and for the wounded, and for all the afflicted families. I ask you to join me at each step of my pastoral visit, praying for a peaceful solution to the conflict, praying that the God of peace will move men's hearts to put aside the weapons of death and to pursue the path of fraternal dialogue. With all our heart, we turn to Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Amen.